Welcome to Am I the Bleep?
Welcome to Am I the Bleep, the podcast where two very distinguished Jonathans determine who the bleep is and who the bleep isn't. By reading Reddit's Am I the Bleep, they actually changed the name of Am I the Asshole to Am I the Bleep because our podcast is doing so well. Jonathan Rahm, how you doing?
Feels like infringement. Like, I don't know a lot about intellectual property law, especially on a website that's not Canadian owned, but it feels like infringement to change their name to match our name.
They didn't change Reddit. They changed Am I the Asshole?
Well, yeah, but I assume in intellectual property law applies to subreddits.
Doesn't it? I see. So you're saying we should sue. We should sue the assholes.
I mean, I don't have those kind of funds, but would that make us the assholes? Does it become cyclical?
Yes, and a podcast, right?
We're done. We reached it by suing where we get all our... I guess we do get all our content there from free. Okay, it's a fair trade. It's a fair trade that they changed their name to Am I the Bleep because we use... our podcast is built on the backs of strangers.
Yes, suck it, Reddit.
Like all good things.
I want to talk about a different kind of asshole.
Okay.
And I know we're going to talk about, you know, our usual three posts. We're going to talk about those assholes. But I want to talk about a specific kind of asshole first.
Sure.
Today, April 8th, 2024, was the day where there was a solar eclipse.
Oh, yeah. Well, in some places.
Well, in some in all places, it's the sun.
That's not how it works.
No, I'm the asshole, too. Lots of assholes today. So I was thinking about it. Meteorologists, the philosophers of the weather.
the weather
soothsayers.
The
fortune tellers.
The scryers of the sky.
Can tell you that the sun, the deadliest laser in the world, will eclipse once on this specific day every 25, 30, whatever years it is.
Yeah.
But they couldn't tell that it was a cloudy fucking day in Toronto.
Yeah. Such horseshit. And I remember, and I'm not in the path of totality, so I wasn't going to get a show no matter what. But when I found out that in most places it was cloudy in Ontario, that gave me a good laugh. Because I'm like, people bought glasses for this shit.
Yeah, and literally in my office building, everybody made sure that they took their lunch. They waited to take their lunch until 3 o'clock p.m. Wasn't no intermittent fasting bullshit. They wanted to see the eclipse. And everyone's going outside, and I'm staring at the ground because I'm an anxious dude. I'm like, I'm not looking anywhere above center at all because I don't want to risk burning my retinas. I'm already plagued enough, right? We need them. And literally, people are just like looking at the sun being like, I don't see it. I'm like, are you all stupid? You're all going to burn your retinas out. Everyone in my office is going to be gone at the same time. And also, why couldn't the meteorologist just say, you know, don't worry about the glasses. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Like, that's wild. Meteorologists,
can I tell you a
secret? You are the asshole.
Can I tell you a secret? Okay, can I tell you a secret?
What?
The meteorologists and the optometrists are in cahoots.
I don't believe you.
They're in it together. Think about it for a second. Look at the optometrists. Look at the meteorologists. They're dressed the same.
Okay, I'll bite.
Yeah. Where do they shop?
Reitman's.
Yeah, sure. Is that a cookie brand?
Reitman's?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Reitman's is like...
Anyway, they shop at the same place. That's my point. They shop at the same place.
Reitman's is the place you go to buy an elegant pantsuit. If you're somebody who has three elegant pantsuits.
Is that why you've started wearing so many elegant pantsuits?
Yeah, I finally gave up the black V-necks in lieu of a pantsuit. Can we move on beyond your conspiracy theories and move on to a post? Because that's what we're here to do.
Listen, I'll talk shit about meteorologists all day, but if you want to start with our actual podcast content, sure. Our first is from Throwaway 4704, who writes, am I the asshole for wanting to go on a guy's trip as a gay man? And before we get into it, I'll ask you, what's your take?
No.
I'm going to say no as well. It doesn't sound like it, but let's find out. I'm a 21-year-old man in a friend group with four other guys. We plan to go at the end of this month on a 3-day guys trip together without any of our partners. Boys' night. They didn't write that. I just added that. All the other guys from my friend's group are straight, as far as I'm concerned, and most of them have girlfriends currently. Well, one of my friends, let's call him Antonio, who's 22, has a girlfriend. Let's call her Gina. Very Italian names. Well, Gina wasn't happy to find out about this guy's trip she wasn't invited to, and she found issue with me being invited on the trip over her, outright asking her boyfriend why was I invited instead of her or any of the other guys' girlfriends. When everyone told her, because this is a guy's trip, she said that she doesn't find it fair that a gay guy is allowed to go alongside them, but not any of the girls. I was perplexed and asked her, what the fuck did she mean by that? And she said that I know exactly what. I said that I don't and asked if, okay, I said that I don't and asked her if she seriously thinks I'm going to have sex with the other guys on the trip. But she just said that she didn't mean it like that. And she just didn't find it fair that her boyfriend wouldn't invite her on this trip. Honestly, I was completely done with her by that point and just got up and left the conversation. Well, apparently Gino and Antonio kept arguing over this issue, and now Antonio's asking me if I would reconsider dropping out of the guys' trip because me being there is causing issues in his relationship. I told him that he's being ridiculous to try to kick me out of this trip over his girlfriend's weird insecurity issues. Thankfully, all the other guys backed me up on this. Well, now Antonio's saying that if I'm going, that he might have to drop out of the trip instead, because according to him, he is too much of a good thing going with Gina to risk losing it, which I found completely absurd, especially when the trip's location was a place he really wanted to see, and absolutely nothing inappropriate was going to happen on this trip. Am I the asshole? Jonathan Friedman.
I mean, come on. Like,
yeah.
Well, this, no wonder you said throw away 4704.
Yeah.
Like, not completely not the asshole. Like, what are we doing here? Antonio, Gina, you have some stuff to talk about. And we could spend this post talking about that. But I mean, like, OP is not at all the asshole. Go on the trip you want to go on. People have a choice and to you know, get with whoever they want to get with. And to also not get with whoever they want to get with. And people who think that being gay means that you're just going to get with the people on your boys trip is kind of silly and unfair and not cool. So Gina, what the heck? Now, for Antonio and Gina themselves, I wonder, like, how long have they been dating? What's been going on? Have they had other conversations? Have these insecurities been popping up? Have other things happened in their lives to make them sort of act this way in terms of their attachment? And I mean, that's probably a good conversation for them to have. But just, you know, calling an assumption and being like, oh yeah, like, gay guy's coming on the trip and he's going to be with you. It's kind of out of this world. So Gina, step up your game. Antonio, I don't know, like, are you happy in your relationship? Truly, like, if Antonio was to read the story, would he be happy in this relationship? Would he agree with the story? Would the story be a completely different version? I'd be very curious to see Antonio's version of this post. But as it is written, no, not the asshole. Yeah, that's a song by the Beatles too, by the way. You should check it out. John, what do you think?
No, is not the asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was on Sgt. Pepper's.
Sorry. Sgt. Pepper's is calling out assholes.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Assholes Club. Take that, Paul McCartney.
Okay, obviously not the asshole. I don't think we have. It's not as a big debate there. I was wondering if maybe this is a bigger conversation about, like, when your friend has a terrible partner, is it your responsibility as a friend to be like, this person really sucks and is like a huge waste of your time, maybe not in so many words, but if you feel that way, are you supposed to communicate that, especially if it's like a issue of bigotry and homophobia or racism or something like that? Like, this person isn't cool. Like, why are you so sure about this good thing with this person who isn't super cool?
Totally.
Well, I was asking, do you think that you have a responsibility as a friend to like say something? Because a lot of wisdom nowadays says don't get involved, don't like stick your beak in, because it never works out. But I don't know. Like, is that maybe the thing to do here, where you're saying, hey, like your girlfriend is acting super homophobic, and whatever way you want to kind of explain it away, it means something about people that they're like this. Like, it's in a reflection of their either ignorance or character or something like that.
I think it'd be worth the conversation to have with OP if that's a conversation they want to have and what that conversation would sound like. I feel like it could go one of a few ways. It could go, yeah, actually, that'd be an interesting conversation to have. It could be, you know, like, no, they've always kind of been like that, and I'm just cool to move on. I'm not sure I'd want to hear how they would respond to that. But I think it's okay to have that conversation with your friend, especially if your good friend's girlfriend, like, you're going on a trip together, you're relatively good friends, you know. This is not okay. I think what I was trying to allude to before is, what other weirdnesses or bigotry or all of that stuff, where else is it happening in their relationship? Because that's not sustainable.
Oh, you're saying that it's probably a sign of more worse takes that this person has, that this Gina person has?
If this is what happens on Am I the Asshole, what happens behind the closed door? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. This is the snippet we're getting on Reddit. Okay. Well, okay. So I'm friends with your partner, Jonathan, and she's lovely and I really enjoy her. But like, let's say she was not cool. Do you think you would want me to be like, hey, your partner's not cool, and like, what do we do about it? Or would you be like, don't, I'd rather not have that conversation at all?
Well, I think it'd be maybe not exactly like that, although in this case it could be like that.
Right.
I think, you know, Gina crossed the line here. But I think as a friend, it's okay to go to your friend and say, hey, I know you've been dating Gina for, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, 4 years, whatever the case is.
Right.
And I noticed the homophobia. And I actually found this really concerning to me. Not even because I thought it was an attack on me, I kind of brushed that off, but like, where else is this occurring? Because that's not okay, right? This is like, you know, a conversation that they're all having together. This is all heard by all of them. It's definitely an open discussion, I would think. Do you disagree?
I don't know. Like, if my partner it was like, oh man, people with allergies can go, you know, can go straight.
Totally the same thing.
Well, like, it, like, you know, it, there's not much I can think of that would be specifically to you. But like, if people with allergies, people with beards and piercings and V-necks, deep V-necks, should just go in the trash. Do you think like you would approach it like that? Would you approach it like, oh, I brushed it off, but this is a bad thing. You know, this is a bad take, and it's very like it needlessly, you know, just hateful? Or would you be like, no, this your girlfriend sucks, they suck, why are you with them, do better? How do you expect this to shake out? Like, I wonder if OP isn't justified in just saying like, your Gina sucks, like, this is not cool, and I take it personally offensive, but generally speaking, if she has this take, it's like not cool.
I think they're totally justified in saying that. Mm-hmm. They have every right. OP has every right to go straight for it. I just think that it would be an interesting like conversation to have. You know, like when people go like, you know, they're seeing red, they go right for the big conversation.
Yeah.
But if you just ask questions like, hey, are you truly happy in that relationship? I wonder what kind of answers you'd get.
Yeah.
Like what's going on there that this is also happening. But either way, I think we're in total agreement. OP, not the asshole. Gina, what the hey?
Yeah, I feel like there is a lot of room to become the asshole here, depending on how you go about it. Like, I wouldn't take it out on Antonio per se, although I would point out that Antonio is giving it into someone else's homophobia. But I feel like, you know,
the ultimate asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. The ultimate asshole is someone who is the bystander effect. It's the person who says nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
good podcasting.
I have nothing else to add to the end of the podcast. Yes, I'm in complete agreement with you. Let's move on.
Oh, that should be our entire ending.
I feel like that's how you want every podcast to be. It's just like,
yep.
Pause. You know, somebody goes on their big diatribe, 10 second pause. The other guy's like, yep.
Oh man.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
I
am. we got a segue immediately.
Let's do it.
Okay. Am I the asshole for refusing to go into Hooters for my brother's 18th birthday and sitting in the car? I am 14-year-old female, and just last week, my older brother turned 18. He is at college a few hours away. So my mom, dad, and I got into the car to meet him and give him presents. And yeah, I crocheted him a Pikachu. Nobody talked about what we were eating for dinner ahead of time, or I wouldn't have gone. When I got there, my dad kept asking if my brother wanted to go to Hooters. I'm going to be honest and just say that it made me feel really uncomfortable. For those of you that don't know Hooters, it's a chain restaurant where the whole point is to gawk at the waitress, who are all hot girls wearing white shirts and little orange shorts.
Wait, we have to say if this person's the asshole or not.
I'm not repeating two paragraphs.
Yeah, you have to repeat two paragraphs. It's the format of the show.
You're not going to make me... No.
Yes.
No, I'm breaking form.
Oh my god, you're either spicy today or checked out. I can't tell.
No, spicy.
Okay, spicy, we're going spicy. I'm going to say, in honor of the spirit that you're bringing to this episode, definitely the asshole.
Okay, just because it's me?
Yeah, just because it's you.
Okay, I think they're not the asshole because I want to argue with you.
Good, yeah, let's find words.
It made me feel... Okay, let's... So they're going to Hooters, OP is 14, and a little uncomfortable because of the whole point of Hooters. It made me feel really, really uncomfy and bad, so I said that they could go inside, and I looked, saw there was a bookstore like a 5-minute walk away, so I'd go there instead because I didn't want to go. My dad got pissed off and started screaming at me that if I had a problem, I could sit in the car. So I said, okay, I'll just sit here. He snatched my phone and screamed that I wouldn't need my phone to sit here. I said, okay. They went in. Then about 20 minutes later, my mom came out to ask me to go inside with them. And I said, no, I don't want to go there. After they dropped off my brother, he screamed at me for my actions. I low-key thought my mom would get it out when we got home. She told me that I should have gone in because it was not that big a deal. I told her that I felt really gross to go to the restaurant just meant for gawking at women with my dad and brother. That if my dad wanted to prevail like that, he should have gone with my brother. She said that sometimes we have to do things we don't want to, which, yeah, I get that, but I figure that applied more to stuff like having to do homework or babysit my mom's friend's kids. Am I the asshole? I'm sure you feel really bad for saying yes completely now.
Yeah, you're not an asshole.
Take it back.
You're not an asshole. Okay, I'll put it like this. There's nothing wrong with Hooters. You're allowed to like go to places that are literally designed to be what Hooters is. That's fine. Like, strip clubs exist. Strip clubs are fine as long as everyone is consenting adults. The problem is that a 14-year-old girl is like not the person who should be going to Hooters. But even if it was innocuous, I would still say, like, you're allowed to not go places. You're not an asshole for saying, like, I don't want to go there. You don't have to, you know, the Hooters thing aside, it could be a freaking Applebee's, you know, it could be a, I'm trying to think of chains, but like we have different chains up here.
No, no, Applebee's, the only chain.
Yeah, screw it. Applebee's. It could be Applebee's. Like, and if you say like, I don't support what Applebee's does to food. And your parents shouldn't like shame you into trying to go somewhere. Now, like, I don't think how the dad handled this was right or how the mom handled this was right. Do I understand intrinsically for a parent, like, come on, like, just go in the freaking place. Like, are we all going to be in that position? If you're a parent, have you ever been in a position where you're going to be like, oh my God, don't stop making this hard. Just like go. It's not a big deal. I understand that impulse, but at the same time, you shouldn't force anyone to do anything and go anywhere that they don't want to go. It's, you know, a 14-year-old has certain, you know, limits to their freedom, but they're still old enough to have opinions on what is like fun and not fun, and what is gross and not gross. And if it makes her uncomfortable, she doesn't have to go in. So definitely not the asshole. I will add also, I can't imagine wanting to go with a family member to anywhere that like the whole point is for it to be like sexy, sort of. But then again, like, people also say that they go there for the wings, so who knows? Who even knows? Who even knows what's going on there anymore? Like, what the vibe is? I've never even been to a Hooters, so for all I know, like, this is the grossest place in the world, and, you know, you're completely right, but I don't know. I don't know enough about Hooters, I won't lie, but I think that you're regardless of the place, you're entitled to not go to Applebee's, you're entitled not to go to Hooters.
The sheer goal, like, can you imagine? This is almost cartoon, like Butterscotch Horseman yelling at BoJack. Or it's like, no, I'm going to yell at you to go in Hooters because that's what people do. This 14-year-old was like, hey, you know, I'm going to get in a car with my parents. I can't imagine. I know when I was 14, I didn't want to be in the same room with my parents for 3 hours, let alone a car. You crocheted your brother a Pikachu. Nobody noticed this. They're just like, hey, now we're getting to Hooters and you're going to go in and you're going to like it. She says, no, I'm going to go to the bookstore. Most parents would be like, wow, that's really great. Not only did you come with us to your brother, give him a gift, and now you want to go read a book, we're just going to yell at you and berate you for not going Hooters. And then when you come home, mom's like, hey, sometimes that's just what you got to do. This is the most out-of-pocket behavior for parents. Don't do this. Parents, if you're listening, you heard this post, you heard me read it halfway, you heard John correct the form of the show, then you heard me continue to read it. This should be emblazed in your head, like the solstice or the eclipse, because I forgot the word. This is important. This is really important.
You got eclipse brain, my dude.
I feel like it was brighter today somehow. I got eclipse on the brain. I got sunny delight. Yeah, okay. OP, hamster information. I should have read that name at the beginning. That would have been really good. That would have also been true to form. You should have corrected me on that too. You're not the asshole at all. I'm sorry that John called you the asshole, because it's not true. But your parents, they need to learn a lot from Jonathan Rahm's new show.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, the new show that I host with some of my colleagues who are also counseling associates is called Feeling Therapeutic, where we talk about complicated feelings. And I would say that a complicated feeling that comes up in this post is feeling disgust. Outward disgust at the prospect of going to a restaurant. And then I would point at the father and ask, like, how he would describe his anger. And it seems like his anger is, for some reason, indignation, where his daughter is somehow violating some sort of value that this guy seems to have. I don't know what the value is. Maybe just kids should be obedient. But that would be a good thing to talk about in therapy, because this is not okay. It's not okay to yell at your kids and punish them for having, you know, pretty innocuous opinions that they don't want to objectify women. I think that's reasonable if they don't want to do that, you know. So we talk about how these feelings are emotionally, how they describe emotions that are kind of normally hard to describe, and how they're therapeutically useful on the show. And things like this come up where it's important for people to be able to say, "You're making me feel like I'm a bad person because you don't want to do the thing that I want to do." And if you said that instead of screaming, maybe you would have had a more effective conversation, father in the story.
Yep.
Okay, that's the title. You know what? That's going in the show notes. Just yep. I'm putting it in brackets after every freaking thing that we did.
You have to.
Yep.
Wait, did you say the name of your show? I wasn't listening.
Oh man, you want to fight today? I'll fight you.
I just feel betrayed that you have your own show after all we've been through.
You have a whole band. You have a great band, actually,
and actually, if you want to listen to Jonathan Rahm's new podcast, you're going to hear Pieces by Sans Serif featured right in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You very kindly let me use one of your freaking bops that I've used as the opening, middle, and ending of the show. So look forward to that. It's worth listening to just to hear Pieces of Pieces.
And tonight on CNN. You go ahead, read the next post. Enough of our shameless, shameful plugs.
And rate and review us and give us a million stars. Okay. Theater Louver. Theater _ Louver writes, "Am I the asshole for being annoyed that my partner came to the opera in gym attire and ate during the play? What do you think?"
This is gonna cause some generational divisiveness, but I think not the asshole.
Oh, I think definitely the asshole. We're the same generation. I think we disagree on what you should and shouldn't do in a theater, let alone an opera. But we'll see. Due to a project we recently did at work, my colleagues told me we can get free opera tickets with a plus one. I was really excited since I love opera and asked my partner to join me. He told me he would join after the gym and we will meet on the spot. Okay, so we meet at the location and he's wearing gym stuff, sport shorts and a sport vest. He joked about how it was probably too snobbish of a place for it, and he took a pair of jeans with him and a shirt, but he doesn't really want to bother. Now, since I was a small kid and we went to the theater with my school or parents, where I am from, theater, opera, ballet tickets are super cheap for school kids and is very common for school activity to go with your whole class, I knew that it's basic common sense to look decent at such places. Yeah, fair. That's what I was taught too. I am no fan of fancy overdressing myself, and my partner knows it. However, is it not okay to expect at least plain jeans and not sweatpants, and not to talk loud, eat or drink during the live performance on stage? So seeing all the actually nice dressed people arriving to the venue, my partner annoyingly said that I would probably want him to wear the jeans. And now we have to find a place for him to go change, even though he's not so keen on it. I was relieved and did not want to argue, so I did not say much about it, and we had to go around the corner for him to change. The first act was good, and we went to go get some snacks in the break, but due to the long queue, we did not have time to eat them. So we came back to our places, our partners sit between me and my colleagues, and with my side vision, I see him taking the food out. Now, as I mentioned, we are adults in our late 30s, and as far as I'm concerned, I do not have to tell a 35-plus-year-old adult basic etiquette, but I had a bad feeling about it, so I turned to him and I whispered, "Don't." He laughed, and I was relieved, thinking he was done a weird joke or whatever, but 30 seconds later, with my side vision, I see him eating the snacks. I was absolutely mortified and speechless. I poked him with my elbow, but he just kind of laughed and ignored me. I was ready to melt through the floor from embarrassment. I cannot believe I'm seeing a grown-ass person eating during an opera. And even worse, that being my partner, right next to my colleagues who invited me here. A few minutes later, my partner leaned to tell me something, but I was still burning from shame and anger and did not reply. So he asked, "Is it about the food?" And then rolled his eyes, sighed loudly, and stopped talking to me. I could not enjoy the rest of the opera at all. And when my colleagues gathered to discuss it afterwards, I was still feeling too embarrassed, excused myself, and left ASAP. My partner caught up with me outside and was annoyed at me for being so stuck up about such a petty thing. According to him, it was dark and he wasn't sitting directly in front of the stage, so who cares? It's okay. I told him it is about how far he sits. It's not about how far he sits. It's common sense to not do such things in a theater. He rolled his eyes and told me there's no such rule. It's not written anywhere. And that I am making up some imaginary rules just to go at him. I really cannot wrap my head around this, so I started questioning my sanity. He also told me that in his opinion, it is me who has a problem, and I should discuss it with my therapist, that I care too much about what people think. I'm in therapy for different reasons, and he was actually the one who encouraged me to start it in the first place. I mean, it's not just about what people think. As an artist myself, I find it insanely rude, uncultured, and disrespectful, both to actors and people next to you, to bring food to the opera and eat it during the live performance. We came here specifically for this live event. Can you really not wait for like an hour? Am I the asshole for being angry and disappointed with the whole experience? Okay, well, I can tell you that that is a lot to unpack, but overall, Jonathan Friedman, are they the asshole?
Well, first this week, I want to thank KFC for sponsoring this episode. I didn't even finish saying it.
You freaking snacking through the entire reading of that post.
Yeah. My favorite part of this post was at the end, it gave a clue. It said, "I am the asshole for being angry," IATA, which is pretty good. But okay, down to brass tacks here. Are you the asshole for being annoyed that your partner came into the opera in gym attire and ate during the play? The way you phrase that question, you're the one who's annoyed. Your partner isn't annoyed. I think you have to have a conversation with your partner about the rules in the future. Obviously, like, I mean, in the scope of this story, it sounds like your partner was displaying some classic attention-seeking behavior. You literally looked at him and said, "Don't," thinking it was a joke. And then he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to eat the snack and it's going to push some buttons and it's going to be real fun." Now, I'm not sure if this type of playfulness is evident in anywhere else in your relationship, but I'd be curious about it. I think that for future operas and plays, you need to have the discussion before. Maybe somebody specifically just doesn't know. And with our partners, it's important to assume positive intent. Now, with that, I'm just trying to scroll through and see, like, during anywhere other than the don't. Oh, yeah, they poked with the elbow. I think there was no display, like, from your partner's visage, from their point of view, that you were annoyed. It could have been like kind of playful, kind of pushing buttons. But next time, if you like have a firm voice and say like, "Hey, you know what? Can you please not do that right now?" Not don't, not the elbow poke, like kind of how you spoke after the opera, but you know, during, break your own rule for a second. I think it could have, you know, stopped the behavior, you know, straight face, show that it's not fun. But with that, if this type of playfulness isn't evident in your relationship and they just saw this moment as a specific moment to piss you off without any pretense, it's kind of like they're kind of the asshole here. Pretty much the asshole. Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of silly. Like, I don't think you're the asshole, but I do think as a rule, it's kind of silly that you can't eat in an opera. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, you're sitting, you're watching a show. We all watch shows all the time and eat snacks. Why isn't there a way to eat snacks at a show? You know, your grandma has Ricola. We're snacking on that all the time. Why can't it be a soft snack, like a marshmallow or something like that? Obviously not a potato chip. Obviously not a potato chip. That's the end of my tirade. But yeah, you're not the asshole. Your partner is pretty much the asshole. I think there was a different way to stop their attention seeking behavior. I think that saying to somebody that, like, hey, you should go to therapy for like dealing with your offer problems is kind of out of pocket too. But yeah, that's the end of my speech. That's the end of my opera. Yep. John Rahm, for you.
Yeah. Just kidding. The OP is not an asshole and not the asshole at all. But I guess it's a question about etiquette too. I think that etiquette has this kind of bad rap at being about shaming people, making people feel inferior. And I don't personally think that's the case. I think that having you know, rules that dictate how to act in social situations can be a blessing as long as it's easily accessible to everyone. Now, one of the key ways that is easily accessible to everyone in a public setting like a theater is that if you don't see other people doing it, don't do it. And I don't like, my intention isn't to promote like groupthink, but there are these unspoken social rules of like, hey, you know, everyone kind of understood at some point, we don't want to risk making loud crunching sounds during this theater experience because theater experiences are very expensive and, you know, hard to come by for some people. And so if you're talking or making loud sounds behind them or next to them, it's rather irresponsible. Even the crinkling of plastic, like for some people, that's all they could focus on, even though they're going to this opera that they were looking forward to. When it comes to the dressing up part, I don't know if there's like necessarily a reason to dress up other than you are acknowledging that what you're about to see is rather challenging. It's very challenging to do a live performance. There's a lot that can go wrong, and there's a lot that you can say about people who do show after show after show of something that they had to memorize, and there isn't like a chance for a redo. They have to do it all live. And out of respect for that, you treat it like an event that's worth dressing up for and not coming in your sweats. All this to say, I don't think that it's unreasonable to expect someone to follow etiquette, even if they don't necessarily know the rules out of hand. They just need to be willing to ask. And even if none of this were the case, though, to come in and to embarrass your partner and then accuse them of being, you know, unreasonable because they want you to follow basic rules, I just think that it's not just being an asshole. It's also being rather vindictive, because the implication early in this story is that this person didn't want to go. And I don't know. I felt like this was just just getting back at a partner, because you got directly told what you should and shouldn't do and decided to ignore it so that you could have your way. And I feel like, you know, we talk a lot about being right or being happy. This is actively choosing to be unhappy and not even being confidently incorrect, but feeling like you're justified because you like things a certain way. That's my tirade. Do you want to give me a yep for that one?
Yep.
Thanks. Yep.
I think that it's okay to be playful with your partner, but if you're in a place where like your partner is already like putting the elbow on you or something like that, and you just keep going for it and then throw it back at them later on, who wins, right? Even if you take away all the psychology piece and you literally just look at pure behavior,
yeah,
you pissing them off is not going to bring you closer to each other. It just won't. That's it. If like, however you're reinforced within your relationship, if it's like closer in intimacy, if it's, you know, more laughs later on, you pissing them off doesn't bring you closer to that which you want. Adding an extra O to theater underscore Louver, and you won't get it. I'm sorry. And if you're not the asshole,
if, partner, you're, if, you're, And if you're interested in learning how to quietly eat snacks at the opera without pissing off your partner, listen to Jonathan's new podcast, Opera Snack Hacks, where he talks about how to eat different quiet foods in a live theater setting.
You joke, but it's a real problem. I'm going to teach you the way on how to get there. Now, we got
marshmallows, any other quick snack hacks, a sneak peek at the snack hacks?
Now, compared to Am I the Bleep, this is a three-part series, asynchronous, that is going to teach you the ways to eat snacks at the opera without your partner noticing. Now, if this sounds like it's something for you, scan the 8 QR codes on your screen right now.
Yeah, they'll lead you to part of Masterclass.
They'll lead you to our three-part series, but also give you a special fourth part on how to eat fried chicken in the opera. Now, they said it couldn't be done. But my friends, we have done it.
Thank you to our sponsor, KFC. And
once again.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you enjoyed this episode, give us a minimum of 100 stars. Give John's podcast 200 stars. Give Opera Snack Hacks 300 stars, but also download our second part series.
You made yourself laugh.
I did.
That was a joke just for you, I guess. Hey, listen,
it's called Nachos with Mozart.
If you want to eat nachos while you listen to our podcast, you can do that. That's a service that we offer for you, where you can snack it up. Just give us all those stars. And if you need something to snack on intellectually between now and the next time you hear our dulcet tones, I have a quote that I'd like to share with you. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. KFC is also ready.
I wanted another yep.
Ain't that right, Colonel? Yep.
Yep. Assholery is not the product of patience. It's the product of action.
Whoa, welcome to Am I the Bleep?